After Rilke, the poet is the world's interpreter, at least to his own self. He recreates in his own heart the things he contemplates, and brings them forth transformed from what they were into a beauty, truth that cannot err, that cannot fade or die. Though dull ingrates may mock, no vile disparagement abates the benefits the poet's words confer. A tree is not a tree, unless within the poet's all-transmuting mind it grows refined, reborn, by his own power redeemed into a truer life. The poet's kin are Memnon, Orpheus, Merlin. History shows the best but live what once the poet dreamed.